Good afternoon. This is Diane. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I disapprove of
it. Okay. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I approve of him. He's a pretty good guy.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
On the right track?
Wrong.
Wrong. Okay. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Well, things ain't too good in Virginia right now either.
Okay.
It's on the wrong track, everything is.
Okay. And politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
A what?
A southern state.
What's that? I mean, could you explain something to me?
Southern? Like from south?
Like what?
Southern? From south? S-O-U-T-H?
I can't answer that when I don't know it.
Not sure. Okay. No, that's okay. And moving on, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, poor?
The Republicans? Yeah, they're good.
They're good. Okay.
They just can't do nothing right now.
Okay. Now, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it?
For the situation, they're doing pretty good.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
It's been on the wrong track for a good while.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving the parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use in education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't much, but he's funding a lot of money, and that's not good.
Okay. So you haven't heard that much about it, right?
No, no.
Okay. Thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I'd oppose it.
Okay. Thank you. And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who supports Education Success Act accounts?
Yeah, I support it.
Okay. So you will be much more likely or somewhat more likely to support a legislature?
More likely.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Well, this public school, I can't see them all getting to attend it because, you know, the poor will not attend it. That's the way it goes. So you have to be a middle class or above to get into big college.
I understand. Okay, so for that question, you would say that you are not sure, am I right? Okay. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
No, I'm not against, I'm not a racist. I think they all should have a chance at school.
Okay. So they all should have access to the best public schools, right? Okay. And moving on, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
Well, I'll pause on that one.
Okay, no problem. Now, by the way, we're almost to the middle of this survey. Thank you so much. Now it says, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
No, I think they should have left it like it was.
Okay, so for this one, you would say that you oppose to that?
Yeah, if you grow some, you got caught, you got caught.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the way I look at it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Should not.
Should not, okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No, I think men should be with men and women with women.
Okay. Thank you. And next one says, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
No, I think the parents should know that.
I'm sorry?
I said the parents should know that.
Should know that,
the parents
okay.
Should know that.
So you are, you support that the schools notify parents about their children's identifying
they
as gender different.
They shouldn't notify them because the parents already know.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add a language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I didn't understand that too good.
Okay, I can read again, no problem. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I think so.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community, in your community in this case, is good, or that there is a moderate access to care in your community, or access to care in your community is inadequate?
Maybe some, like, people is kindly frustrated, you know. I think some of them's kindly exhausted over what's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But everything's going on pretty good here in Virginia.
Okay. So you would say that access to care in your community is good, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it is not a priority for you?
Not a priority.
Not a priority right now. Okay. Thank you. You're doing great. We're almost done. One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I oppose that.
Okay. Would you say that you somewhat oppose or that you strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose that.
Okay.
It's too much money to go out.
Okay.
The taxpayers have to pay that back.
Okay, understood. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Well, I kindly support that. I sure do.
Okay.
I support that plan.
You support that plan?
I support that plan if it's spent the right way, if it's not sent to Mexico or somewhere like that.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, it includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I support it.
Okay, more likely. And then it says the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Well, if it's helping the kids in need, that would be a good deal.
Okay. Thank you. Continuing with the same type of questions, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No, I didn't understand that one good.
Okay. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. So, thus hearing
well,
this.
I'm not for that.
Okay. And next one says the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I'll support it.
Okay. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Well, I pause on that one.
Okay. Thank you. And having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
For mental health?
Yes.
Well, I imagine that'd be fine. There are a lot of people that need help. So I support somebody that needs help.
Okay. So would you say that you strongly support or somewhat support?
I strongly support that.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you. Next question says, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
No, say that again.
Yes, Virginia's public. Not a problem, I can repeat. It says, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I think they should have a right to join a union.
Okay.
I was a coal miner, and I worked for the union. I know how it is.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, like home phone address, email, to union organizers?
They shouldn't be able to do that.
They should not, okay. Thank you. And unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
It should gain.
And now, once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
I should have it at the workplace.
Okay. Thank you. And in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I don't support these electric vehicles.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I think they should not end it.
Should not. Okay. Thank you. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent or other?
I'm a Republican.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age, please?
73.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I support them all. I mean, you know, Black and white. We're all people.
Okay. That's and just I for live. Demographics and statistical purposes, what's the best one that describes your race?
What do I think's the best?
Mm-hmm. It's the one that best describes your ethnicity.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know.
No problem, then. We can move on. We're almost on just the demographics now. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is really important for this project and for us. Once again, thank you for your time. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the weekend.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.